Somewhere along the line of my teaching religion career, I remember giving a test about Mary to eighth graders. And the test had questions like, who is the mother of Jesus? Who's the angel that appeared to Mary? The outline of the rosary, and so on. And the last question was, what is the Assumption? Well, I was grading this one boy's test, and I could tell he had not studied very much and was not doing very well. So when it came to what is the Assumption, he wrote, I assume I'm going to fail this test. And I said, you assumed right. But anyway, but that's not the Assumption. The Assumption is that our Blessed Mother Mary, at the end of her life, was taken body and soul into glory, into heaven. Now, why do we believe this? Well, we have to glean the different passages of sacred scripture and also understand, even when looking at St. John's Book of Revelation, that that's like a timeless story. It's like it's happening now, past, present, future, all working at once. So with that in mind, we know Adam and Eve sinned. They committed that original sin. And even though, because of that, death, suffering, and so on came into this world, God in His wisdom knew there was a plan to change that. So even in His mind, He had planned the birth of our Blessed Mother Mary as Mother of the Savior. It came to pass. So as St. Paul would say, in the fullness of time, Mary was born, free of all sin, even original sin. She was full of grace, so that she could be the mother of Jesus and say yes to the will of God. The time came when Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit and bore Jesus. Now we have in our passage from Revelation this imagery that from all time there's this Ark of the Covenant in heaven. That's really referring to our Blessed Mother Mary, because the Ark of the Covenant held the Ten Commandments, the priestly staff of Aaron, and some of the manna. Well, Mary fulfills that, for within her, she holds Jesus, the Word who became flesh, the priest who would offer the sacrifice for our sins, and also the bread of life who would feed us through the gift of the Holy Eucharist. So Mary is the mother of our Lord, this very special mother, full of grace, even from the first moment of her life. We think of all the good things any mother would do, especially for our Savior. But as time goes on, in the Gospel we see how she becomes truly that faithful disciple. As Jesus begins His public ministry, she's there at the wedding feast of Cana. She sees the need, she intercedes, Jesus performs that first miracle, even though it wasn't His time yet. He does so because of Mary. Then at the foot of the cross, Mary stands there. Our Lord also recognizes not only her love, that she's there as He's offering that sacrifice and taking that whole burden of suffering and sin unto Himself. He gives her as our mother, saying to St. John, behold your mother. And then to Mary, behold your son. Time goes on. At the resurrection, we don't hear about Mary specifically in the Gospel, but I believe, and Pope St. John Paul II agrees with me, that Jesus must have appeared first on the day of Easter to His Blessed Mother to show her that He had risen, conquering suffering, sin, and death. At Pentecost, she's there when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. There's the birth of the church. So rightfully, we put all of this together. And since the earliest days of the church, we believe that what has been promised to us by Jesus, that we would one day share in this total glorified existence of body and soul in heaven, just as He rose from the dead, that promise was given to Mary when she passed from this life. So Mary, we believe, fell into this sleep, and she was taken, body and soul, into glory, into heaven. Consider, too, we have tombs of many saints. saints that have been venerated even during the times of the Roman persecution. But the tomb of Mary in Jerusalem has always been empty. Yes, she was laid to rest in this deep sleep, but the tomb, when opened, was empty. So my brothers and sisters then, we celebrate the Assumption, this taking of Mary into glory in heaven. For us, let us not just assume we're going to heaven, but let us commit ourselves this day to, again, being that faithful disciple, as she was, by striving to be full of grace, as she was. Let us truly look to the help of our Blessed Mother. Being the 100th anniversary of Fatima, I again encourage you, heed the Blessed Mother's message. Take time each day to say the Rosary. As St. John Paul II said, by offering the Rosary, we gaze upon the face of Christ through the eyes of Mary. And looking at all those different stories of our Lord's life, those different mysteries, how can we not be brought into a great intimacy with our Lord, with the help of our Blessed Mother? So today is a day of great joy. And I'm so happy to see so many of you here to give worship to Almighty God. But let us truly lift up our hearts at this Mass. Ask our Blessed Mother for her intercession, so that being faithful disciples, we have one day truly that hope of being united with our Lord, our Blessed Mother, all the angels and saints in the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you.